Hi, it's Stein. Staying so close to home these days has given me and food commentator Nancy Leeson some extra time for cleaning and reorganizing our kitchens. Well, that was the plan anyway, as we'll hear on today's Food for Thought.
Hey, Stein. Given the stay-at-home situation, have you been rearranging your cast iron or alphabetizing your spices or cleaning out your refrigerator again?
Everything is always perfectly organized in my kitchen, Nancy, so not any more than usual. But I will say this. I've got a rack that hangs from the ceiling that I hang most of my pots on, and I just noticed the whole upper part of it. It's got dust bunnies on it.
Thomas Keller would come into your kitchen and make some really nasty noises when he saw that, right?
Yeah, well, Thomas Keller can stay in his kitchen and I'll stay in mine. Besides, those dust bunny fragments may be adding flavor, like my mother's Chesterfield ashes in the meatloaf. But at this time of the year, at a certain time of the day when the angle of the sun is exactly right and it hits my cabinet doors at that angle and they had looked perfectly clean before then, they are revealed as being hideously filthy. But it's okay, because when the Earth has moved a few more degrees around its orbit, we'll no longer get that angle, and then my cabinets will be clean again.
Good plan.
You mentioned that Mac was building new bookshelves for your gigantic cookbook collection. You keep accumulating cookbooks, and I get rid of one or two every couple of months when I realize I never use this thing. I don't like these recipes. And I just take them
down. Yes, and that's all the better for people like me. Everywhere I go, people are getting rid of their cookbooks. And sometimes, even if I have the cookbook, I buy them so that I can then give them away. I gave one away to my little friend Daisy, who was a neighbor, was a cookie book. And in return, she's making cookies and dropping them at my doorstep.
Good return on investment. But do you think you're using cookbooks as much as you used to, or are you looking in online more?
Oh, Stein, I've been using cookbooks during this time anyway so much more than I used to. Speaking of Thomas Keller, I pulled out the Bouchon cookbook. It made me really want to make some nice, plain French food, and I roasted a chicken the other night and went out to the garden and actually pulled some young leaves and tiny little radishes, and I just felt like I was in a restaurant when really I was just at home with my cookbooks and my husband.
Well, we've been talking about the cleaning stuff I still have to do. Have you got some projects you've been stalling on and got to get around to?
I have butcher block counters, and I don't want to tell you how infrequently I've taken the mineral oil to them, but every time I do it, I just feel so much better, and now I have time, so that's high on my list. The other thing I really have to do is clean the glass on my oven. You know, we talked about that before, right?
And we went through all of these homemade concoctions for cleaning oven glass. What were they? Was it like baking soda and vinegar?
Yeah, there was like Bob Villa from This Old House. He said you take a paste of baking soda and water and you leave it. It didn't work. Dawn dishwashing detergent and apple cider vinegar and baking soda, and that didn't work.
Just go straight to the easy off.
Exactly.
Really gets the job done.
Use that razor blade, boom, comes right off.
Sometimes industry actually can improve on homemade cleaning projects.
And Stein, since Memorial Day is coming up, you might want to talk about cleaning your grill again.
Yeah.
As a public service announcement.
Do not clean your barbecue grill with a wire brush. Some of those bristles can come off, get stuck in the grill, and then wind up in the food where you swallow them, and that will be very, very bad for you. Use a wooden scraper. I've had one for years. It still works great. Why take a chance?
Amen, brother. You know, I wouldn't really care how dirty my kitchen is at this point, if only I could have some people over for dinner.
Except that when we do have people over for dinner, that's when we spend the whole day before really straightening up.
Right.
With KNKX Food Talker, Nancy.
The Queen of Clean.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Is that Mac I hear laughing hysterically in the background?
Stein.